So good evening and welcome to the 17th broadcast of WMCC Radio Free Fahad. We are here once again.
They call it Radio Free Fahad, the vigil held by friends and supporters of Syed Fahad Hashmi every 2 weeks outside the Manhattan Correctional Center. The 29-year-old Hashmi, a Pakistan-born U.S. citizen who grew up in New York, has been held here in pretrial solitary confinement since 2007. Fahad's brother, Faisal, attends every vigil together with their parents, Arifa and Anwar, a retired city employee.
My brother is charged with material support to terrorism, basically saying he knowingly allowed someone to stay that had ponchos and socks in their luggage, which were to be used for terrorism.
In 2004, an acquaintance from New York, Junaid Babar, stayed with Fahad Hashmi during a two-week visit to London, where Hashmi was a graduate student in international relations.
This person showed up in London and didn't have a place to stay and basically called my brother to ask him to stay with my brother.
According to court filings, Babar brought with him a suitcase containing raincoats, ponchos, and waterproof socks that he later delivered to an Al-Qaeda leader in Waziristan, a part of Pakistan. He also used Hashmi's cell phone to contact another Al-Qaeda member. Babar pleaded guilty in 2004 and became a cooperating witness, testifying in terrorism cases in Britain and Canada in exchange for favorable treatment. He's expected to be the main witness against Hashmi, whose trial opens April 28th. The case has become a cause célèbre among liberal justice groups who object as much to the conditions of Hashmi's pretrial confinement as to the charges. Hashmi is in his cell 23 hours a day and alone at all times. Political science professor Jean Theo Harris taught Hashmi at Brooklyn College and helped to organize the campaign to publicize his case, including a recent fundraiser in Manhattan. She says the conditions of his jailing are equivalent to Guantanamo.
These kinds of conditions are inhumane. They violate international standards. They compromise people's ability and Mr. Hashmi's ability to participate in his own defense, and frankly, they are un-American.
Tony Barco, a former U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, which is prosecuting the case, disagrees. He notes that courts have consistently found that conditions like those in Hashmi's case do not constitute cruel and unusual punishment.
Whatever the psychological literature or opinion might be, the law is that those conditions don't violate the Constitution and don't violate the law and don't violate his rights.
The prosecution has argued in court that the conditions are necessary to protect the public by cutting off any chance that Hashmi could communicate to the outside. They also say Hashmi voiced threats when he was arrested. He faces up to 60 years in prison if convicted on all four counts of conspiracy and material support to terrorism. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.